is Tipton Golf Coach Heath Hesse, and you are listening to the Coach's Corner Podcast.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Stonebreaker. Thanks for listening. On this shorter edition of the Coach's Corner Podcast, I caught up with three coaches this week. On today's program are Durant boys basketball coach Matt Strabi, Wilton girls basketball coach Jake Serrata, and Wilton boys basketball coach Eric Grunder. Thanks for listening. Let's get started. Welcome back to Coach Corner Podcast. We're catching up with Durant boys basketball coach Matt Strabi. Coach, welcome on.
Thanks for having me on, Ryan.
We're underway with the season. You guys traveled to West Branch this past Tuesday to face the Bears. And, you know, first games, you guys came out on the losing end of that one, 61-37. You guys have had a couple days to get back into practice and swing of things. What are your thoughts here? I mean, how are things going?
We got exposed as being a team with not a lot of varsity experience. We've played a lot of games over the summer, various places, and we've been successful. So it was kind of frustrating that we weren't able to have more success Tuesday night. But we just turned the ball over left and right. We had 26 turnovers for the night, and you're not going to beat anybody in this conference when you have 20-plus. I mean, you need to be under 15, I think, to really be successful. But we just turned it over left and right, gave them a bunch of runouts. Our shots weren't falling on top of it, so it was a frustrating game all around.
Unfortunately, uncharacteristic for you guys, 2 of 15 from the three-point line. Normally, you guys are have better shooting on that. You only got to the free throw line 4 times. That's another kind of thing that does that kind of go into that inexperience, or is it just, you know, first game sort of deal?
No, the free throw thing's a killer for us, and we've got a couple of kids who just do not have aggressive enough mindsets to get ourselves to the free throw line, and then the kids that do, sometimes we don't shoot them all enough. It's not a good recipe to be a successful free throw shooting team, and it's really frustrating because we spend a lot of time on working on our free throws and making sure we're not giving up free points. But we don't shoot them well. We don't get there enough. I know West Branch, I think, shot 22 to our 4 or 5. These aren't recipes for success.
You guys have, you know, didn't start out too bad. You guys made the first shot. Joe Lilienthal had a bucket, minute and a half in. So, I mean, a scoreless game, minute and a half in, you know. And then you guys traded three-point baskets. And, you know, Joe made another shot down the road, shoot 3:37 left in the first quarter, made it 7-7. And then West Branch had a run to close it out. They got 13 straight. It was 20-7 after the first quarter.
Yeah, what happened after that 7-7 start, they switched to a zone. We became a three-point shooting team and a turnover team. I thought our zone action was good enough. We just missed passes and we couldn't execute them. We'd have Joe, Keegan Head, Preston Weiss, those guys really in the post a lot for the night, and we had them open and we'd throw it into their shins, or we'd stare passes down and they'd get deflected. So the times when we had open looks for guys inside and should have been feeding them, we couldn't get them the ball, and we're taking a lot of shots 5-6 feet behind the three-point line. And again, I sound like a broken record, I'm sure, but these just are not things that you're going to be successful playing games, especially in our conference. And again, you know, know, I don't think we're a very good shooting team. We've got kids that can shoot, but we don't do it very consistently, and we've got to work inside out. We talked about that. We just preached it in film yesterday. We're going to see a lot of zone coming up. I know West Liberty on Friday is going to be 2-3, 1-3-1. I'm going to assume Wilton's going to be a lot of 2-3. Bellevue Marquette next Thursday for us is going to be a 2-3 team. We've got to be able to execute against the zone and hit some shots.
You guys had Joe Lilienthal getting double digits, 13 points, 6 rebounds. Brennan Paper, 7 points, 6 rebounds. Jake Wilkham, 6 points, 2 rebounds, assist, a steal. You know, Drew DeLong had 4 assists. Nolan DeLong had 3 assists, 3 steals. Brennan Paper, 5 assists, 2 steals. So, yeah, you had some steals, you had some assists, but when you take the big picture, it's like, you know, a third of your game was clicking, the other two, you know, maybe, sorry, getting back into, you know, the gym yesterday, today, you know, going into Friday's game, maybe those are some things that look a little different that second game.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, I don't think they got into the flow of the game until about the fourth quarter. You know, when we did, we started pressing a little bit, got some turnovers and runouts, and then all of a sudden people were a lot more active what they were doing in the half-court offense, too. We just got to have that from the get-go going forward.
West Liberty is also a team that, you know, they have some guys. They're, to me, it seemed like their athlete with Felderman's gone and one of their post players. However, they do have some nice pieces back, but at the same time, you know, this is game number two. They went to Mid Prairie and lost nearly by double digits. You know, when they come over Friday night, they're going to be in the middle of a three-game road trip to open the season, and, you know, it may be a good time to play the Comets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked about it yesterday that we can't take anyone for granted. I know they weren't very successful last year. They lose an all-conference player. But we play like we did Tuesday night. We're not beating anybody. We can't turn the ball over like we did. West Liberty's going to be really active in their zone. So, you know, we cannot take anyone for granted. We have to come out and execute what we're trying to do.
You guys went to zone two. Do you think the conference may see a switch for conference schools going over there? I've heard some of the other South schools may try that as well. Is it kind of a swing back to zone from a man-to-man, you think, conference-wide, or is it really seriously too early to tell?
I hate playing zone. I really have a disdain for it, and I think we're better when we play man-to-man. We gave up a lot of size to West Branch, and we were worried about keeping Joe out of foul trouble and keeping him on the court right away. And I don't think we moved and weren't active at all. Our kids were not working hard enough to be in the zone. So I don't know how much we'll stick with it going forward. I thought we were better with man-to-man, but again, we're not going to be able to do it the entire time with the limited depth we have right now. You know, we just have a lot of unproven bodies, and then guys that did get thrown in for the first time in varsity minutes did not perform well Tuesday night. So, you know, I probably sound like a big pessimist today, but it just, you know, we got a lot to clean up and a lot to improve on.
Well, you know, the improvement comes in interesting ways, you know, from one game to the next. That first week's really important. It'll be interesting to see how the game of the Comets go. We'll talk about that next week and look ahead to next week's game as well. Or actually, we'll have two games to talk about next week and then look ahead to Friday's game. So good luck next week. Go get them.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Welcome back to the Coach Corner Podcast. We're catching up with Wilton girls basketball coach Jake Serrata. Beavers have one game under their belt, and they're starting their season. Coach, welcome on the podcast.
Thank you.
You guys traveled down to the Wise Muscatine and played the Falcons and had an interesting game. You know, for first games, it was one of those games that you guys scored a lot of points. You know, on paper, you can add up a bunch of the things you did, but at the same time, you didn't win. So how do you square, and what was the feeling after the game, I guess?
Well, we went against a very experienced L&M team. They're about three times picked as one of the top teams in the area. And we played, I thought, you know, 3.5 quarters of very good basketball. We were in the game, had the lead for most of the game. But unfortunately, foul trouble with 45 fouls on us kind of led to our demise in the fourth quarter when we started running out of players.
I was going to say, you guys had some post players. I think I would be fair to say all your post players foul out or at least be in foul trouble. That's got to be frustrating on the first game. I know you can't specifically say, but I mean, you know, things will get better, I guess.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was tough with all the fouls. I guess we had 33 fouls or something to that effect. Just losing a lot of players every possession would seem like somebody was falling out, and it was just one of those unfortunate things there in the first game. But like I said, we took away a lot of good things from the game, and hopefully we can build off of those this week as we head into conference play.
When you look at some of their players, you know, Haley Sanders, Kylie Sanders, McKenna Hohendahl, you know, those are softball players that made state, and, you know, some are going on to play college softball. So, you know, I'm guessing their best players at L&M are out for basketball.
Yeah, they have the two Sanders sisters. One was leading scorer with 26. They're you know, good athletes. They bring a lot to the table, a lot of speed. And we, for the most part, handled things very well for much of the game. And then we just kind of, you know, our free throw shooting was left a little to be desired. We missed a few buckets here and there we should have picked up. And like I said, they got to shoot a lot of free throws with our fouls, and they got a lot of points that way. And just things we can clean up and get better from. But like I said, for our first time out, I was super happy with how we started, and a lot of the things that we did during the night were good, and hopefully we can continue to, you know, work hard in practice and build from that and be playing good basketball in the middle of February.
Coach, you started out on an 8-1 run and couldn't have a better start, you know, being on the road, and, you know, you never know what to expect. You know, a lot of these first games, you know, are turnover filled, you know, and foul filled. And you guys had that early lead, and that helped get off to a 13-point first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, things were going well for us early on. We moved the ball well. We found open girls, and we finished shots. And then, you know, we held steady for much of the game. And the fourth quarter, that's where, you know, they outscored us 24-13 in the fourth quarter. That 11 points obviously led to them winning and us not winning, but I said we were consistent with our points, you know, 13, 9, 15, 13, so we were consistent. They just happened to have a bigger, you know, fourth quarter with all the free throws they were shooting, and that kind of led to us, them scoring more and us not scoring.
Kind of encouraging thing, and maybe I'm making too much of this here, but, you know, I'm guessing you're pretty happy with the third quarter. You guys outscored them 15-9. You guys, Falcons, came back and grabbed a narrow one-point lead at halftime. But to come out after halftime to outscore them, I think that's something to hang your hat on. And hopefully that'll be a nice trend as the season plays out.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we got down there. We could have, you know, folded up shop at L&M, and we came out the third quarter and played very well. You know, got the lead back, and then we held that lead for, you know, a good portion of the fourth quarter. And, you know, like I said, a lot of good things come out of it. Obviously, things to work on are, you know, numerous as well. So hopefully, you know, the girls will keep continuing to work, and we can get a lot of those things fixed. A lot of them are simple things that we just, you know, hadn't worked on or weren't ready for, or some in-game situations that we threw at them that were, you know, that they hadn't focused on in practice yet, and things that obviously we need to get in, and we took care of most of those the last couple of days.
I was going to say, you know, you jump right back in, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, you've been through this with baseball. You know, you keep going, and, you know, you guys have had one, and by the time this podcast comes out, two more practices before your next game. And, you know, those are big learning moments. You know, you think you're, you know, teenage kids, you know, they think they're ready sometimes, and, you know, you never know. I mean, you could say, hey, go out, do ABC, and, you know, they might do XYZ, and then then what happens? Yep. You know?
Yep, that's you know, we're just some things we, you know, kind of took for granted maybe a little bit that we knew, and when it happens in a game, obviously you shines light on what you need to really focus on, and that's why actually playing a non-conference game right out of the chutes is beneficial and gives us time to fix things up before we play Regina on Friday.
You know what's interesting about L&M is, you know, they had played one game before you guys, scored 58 points. They scored 56 against you guys. They've since played Highland and scored 61. So, you know, maybe they're for real.
Yeah, I think that, you know, especially down in their conference, I think they're going to win a lot of basketball games. They're very athletic, and they move the ball really well. So hopefully, you know, maybe it might be a team we see down the road, tournament time, something to that effect. So, you know, like I said, they're a good team, and, you know, we battled them hard the entire night and just unfortunately didn't come away with a win.
Coach, you know, the schedule turns now to three straight home games, Regina, Durant, Monticello are the next three. I know you probably want to take those one at a time, though.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be nice to get playing at home here, and, you know, hopefully girls will take advantage of the home court advantage and play well here with, you know, obviously there's tough teams in this conference with, you know, West Branch being ranked, Monticello being ranked, Cascade number one. So it's going to be challenging every night, and for our young team, we're going to have to continually battle and get through the ups and downs of the season, and hopefully, you know, they can handle that and be playing good basketball.
You know, taking care of yourself before Christmas is always a good thing. I mean, is that kind of what the message is here in the last couple of days of practice going into this week? And, you know, it's like, hey, you know, we have 20 more games here.
Yeah, the bright spot is everybody's going to make the postseason. So, and one loss here or there is not going to affect anything. We just have to, you know, clean things up, keep working hard, and, you know, obviously everybody can improve. And if things continue and keep improving, then it'll be a lot to build on and get better.
Who are some of the gals who played pretty good against Louise and Muscatine this past Tuesday?
You know, Kelsey Drake had a nice ball game for us. She had 18 points. 18 points for us. She also had seven rebounds and eight steals. So she played very well for us. Peyton Serrata added 10 points for us. She had 2 3-pointers. She had 4 steals, 4 boards. Peyton Ganser came off the bench for us with actually 11 rebounds for us. Really did a nice job on the boards and worked hard there. Lexi Walker had 6 points for us. So, I mean, a lot of people contributing. We had a lot of people scoring. Ella Caffrey had 3 points, 4 rebounds. Justine Meyer had 4 points, several rebounds. So it's just, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people contributing in that first game. That's what you like to see. It wasn't just, you know, one person doing things. Points were spread out, and hopefully, you know, obviously that'll continue, and, you know, people add on to what they're scoring here, and things just get better, and they'll keep rolling. Actually, also, Taylor Garvin defensively and on the boards did an outstanding job for us all night long. She took 3 charges, and she had 8 rebounds and just played phenomenally on the defensive end.
Coach, thanks for your time this afternoon. Look forward to seeing, catching up on the next 2 games next week on the podcast. Good luck this weekend. Go get it.
All right, thank you.
Welcome back to the Coach Corner Podcast. We're catching up with Wilton boys basketball coach Eric Grunder. The Beavers are underway with their season. Coach, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Ryan?
Good. You guys finally got a game against somebody besides the blue and gold. And how did that go?
I thought it went great. We, you know, with a young team, I was interested to see how they're going to respond to, you know, to watch the basketball, to play in front of a crowd. And while it wasn't a perfect game, they did a great job of rising to that occasion.
you know what's exciting, and looking back at this, maybe it's exciting for me, maybe not you, I don't know, but you can't simulate like an overtime situation. This game went to overtime. You guys came out victorious, 55-51, and those sort of things, you can do all the prep you can, but you know, maybe what you do in a, we need to score under 30 seconds or whatever, to maybe that just doesn't get done because, you know, you guys have a lot to put in.
Yeah, you know, and it's crazy how quickly, you know, you start your first game. You know, I felt like we had, you know, with Thanksgiving, you know, it was really only a week and a half of practice. And so to be in that situation and then to come out on the top end was a great start for our team, and really something that I think or hope that we can lean into in situations down the road. You know, we've been in this situation before. We've been down six going into the fourth quarter. We've been, you know, in overtime and had to respond and then came out on top. And so I think that's a great lesson to learn, especially early in the season.
You know, one of the exciting numbers coming out of this was 31 rebounds, and I just draw back to last year where you guys just were out-rebounded. And, you know, 31 in the season opener. Jackson Hole, a double-double, 13 points, 10 rebounds. Caden Kirkman, 9 points, 8 rebounds, kind of hovering around that double-double as well. And that goes back to your height, I mean, too. You know, I mean, you guys have some new toys to play with, sort of say.
Yeah, I think it was a great start. And to be honest, I felt like we could have rebounded better. I didn't feel like we were as aggressive, especially on the offensive end, as we needed to be on the boards. But having a little height is fantastic, something that I'm not used to, and I don't know if that Wilton is used to on a consistent basis. But definitely got some height that we can use to our advantage.
Coach, you guys had L&M, who was 6-15 last year, and kind of in the same. Both you guys are kind of trying to take that next step. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I agree.
So getting a win, especially on the road. I mean, you know, you had two freshmen and a sophomore in the starting lineup, and you just you think you know, but you don't know how they're going to react to varsity speed or being on the road or whatever. And I don't know. I just think that's fascinating.
Yeah, I think one of the things I was most impressed with, of all the things we had to work on, one of the things that they never got flustered. You know, we were down six or seven-ish going into the fourth quarter, and even into the fourth quarter, we were still down, and they never, you know, I never saw panic. They never freaked out. They just kept playing. You know, we went into a press, and we had some success there and kind of cut that lead down. And even in overtime, I didn't see the crazy turnovers. You know, one of the stats that stuck out to me is we had 8 or 9 turnovers in the third quarter, which is not very good. And then in the fourth quarter and overtime, we had 2. Now, those are just not numbers that we saw very often last year. We struggled to handle the ball in higher pressure situations. And so it was great to see them respond in that way, especially with the youth and the inexperience that we had on the court.
18 steals to complement those 31 rebounds. Jackson Hall with 5. Caleb Saville with 4. Actually, Buddy Darting led with 6. You know, and those are good numbers as well. You know, tied at 21 at halftime. You guys trailed 34-29 after they outscored you 13-8 in the third. You guys came back and outscored them to make up the difference to go into overtime, tied at 46. You outscored them 17-12 in the fourth, outscoring the Falcons 9-5 in overtime. And yeah, you know, it's just great to see, you know, it's like they hit you, you hit back sort of thing. And, you know, last year you had times, and granted, maybe I'm overplaying this first game, I don't know, but, you know, having that baseline now, it's like, hey, we can do this and we can do that. We can, you know, we don't have to settle for or look at our jersey and say, oh, we're Wilton, we're not supposed to, you know, come back or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great starting point for, you know, the rest of the season. Now, tonight will be a real test against a team that plays at a high varsity level, and so it'll be interesting to see how they respond tonight. You know, Regina is a great team, and I believe only have gotten better since last year, and so it'll be a tough, tall order tonight when they come into our gym for our home opener. But it'll be good to see how the guys respond.
It's exciting. You guys have a run of home games here. We'll have a lot to talk about next week. 2 home games, and then we'll be looking ahead at Monticello, I'm sure, by that time. Coach, thanks for coming on the podcast this morning. I appreciate it. Good luck this weekend. Go get them.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you for listening to the Coach's Corner podcast. If
you have any questions or comments about this program, please email me at conservativesports@gmail.com. Also, follow along with sports coverage in the Tipton Conservative newspaper this fall for North Cedar, Tipton, Wilton, and Durant Athletics. You can follow along on Twitter with the handle @consports. That's my Twitter account. I also have a Facebook page called Tipton Conservative Sports, or you can find me on Instagram as well. Thanks for listening. Until next time, we'll see you at the game.
Waiting for